This is Day to Day. In a few minutes, we'll check back in with one of the people we heard from last week displaced by the wildfires here in Southern California. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, from Bangor University in Wales, in Britain, there is word of the discovery of what is thought to be the oldest living animal in the world. It is a little more than 400 years old, and it is a clam. We're joined by Paul Butler. He's a doctoral research student at Bangor University in Wales. He was on the boat when this particular clam was found. Paul Butler, welcome to the program and congratulations, I guess.
Thank you. Nice to speak to you, Alex.
I guess, in fact, it's not a clam. You say it's a quahog, which is a close relative of a clam, but not exactly a clam.
We do call it a clam, but its actual popular name is the ocean quahog.
I had no idea that these things lived to such an advanced age.
Well, it wasn't known particularly strongly until about 30 years ago when people started counting the annual rings on the shells of the animals and found that they were getting numbers of more than 100 years, then more than 200 years. And before this one was found, the longest lived known animal was about 370 years.
They have rings on their shells?
That's right. So essentially they work just like trees.
Yeah. And you count them up. How big is the world's oldest living animal slash clam quahog?
It's about 90 millimeters wide.
90 millimeters. So that's it's under 6 inches.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Where did you find this clam?
Off the northeast coast of Iceland. We were doing a research cruise on behalf of a project funded by the EU to study the climate of Europe for the last 1,000 years. And part of this was to collect these animals, which we knew had the potential to record the climate in their shells.
Because those little ring growths each year, those are kind of dependent on temperature. So if you measure the width of the rings, it'll tell you how cold it was a couple of hundred years ago?
It'll tell you something about the temperature, possibly something about the food supply. We don't know exactly what it relates to yet, but certainly because we know that animals in a particular area grow synchronously, we know that they're responding to some common climate signal. So our job really is to find out what that common signal is.
All right. Well, here's the question I think really everyone would wonder about. How in the heck does a clam live for 400 years?
That's another thing we want to find out about, obviously. Essentially, we think that certain proteins that act to stop the development of cells are somehow inhibited in these clams. And there is some research that indicates that something like this is the case. And we are possibly being funded by a group over here called Help the Aged to look in more detail at the biology of these creatures to find out exactly how they live so long and whether this can be of any help to human beings.
How common are these clams? I mean, when you go out looking for a very old clam, are they easy to find if you know where to look? Or
I think they may be. We didn't know up till then because when we went to Iceland, we didn't get that many live shells. So it was possibly unlikely that we'd find one that was this old unless they were actually quite common. If you go to Iceland and put down a dredge, it comes up full of this particular animal, of all sorts of ages, of course. But we can tell that there are a lot which are possibly this old, possibly many that are even older.
You've named this clam. You're calling it Ming because that's the Chinese dynasty that was in existence when this clam was born or
that's
came
correct.
Into being. Yeah, when it's settled.
If
you have named the clam, and I do wonder, you dredged it up. Is it still alive somewhere? Where is it?
Unfortunately, the process of measuring these shells or measuring the number of bands is a destructive process because we have to get inside the shell.
Ming is gone?
So Ming, unfortunately, has died. But we know that there are many other shells of equal antiquity out there. And certainly we can also measure dead shells because part of the process of doing the climate research is to cross-match in the same way as they do with tree rings and work back so that we can go right back in time as far as 1,000 years and more.
I hesitate to ask this, Paul, but did Ming wind up in a white sauce or something?
No, we tend not to eat him because he doesn't look that appetizing. But I know that this same species of animal often end up in chowders.
Paul Butler of Bangor University in Wales, where they have discovered a 400-year-old clam. Paul, thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex.